The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for The Last Word on gaming. Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie is with us, and we're going to in a moment look at the best new games released so far in 2019 after you give us a little bit of news about Sega and something it's going to launch, or should I say relaunch, in September.
Yeah, this is the Sega Mega Drive Mini Retro console. Now, people might be familiar with the Sega Mega Drive that was out during the 90s. It was a hugely, hugely popular console. Very, very well known. In the intervening years, there have been these miniaturized versions of the console, which haven't particularly done well. Now, the reason for that is that Sega essentially licensed out the console to a third-party manufacturer called AtGames. Now, AtGames have been known to make very cheap, very shoddy versions of like the Atari 2600, Sega Mega Drive, as I said. So what's happened now is, because on the foot of the complaints from players, Sega have now taken it back in-house and have basically relaunched the Sega Mega Mini Drive. Now, it'll have 40 games on it. 10 of the games have been announced already. Now, some of them people will know already. Echo the Dolphin, Sonic the Hedgehog, Comic Zone, Toe Jam and Earl, Altered Beast and Space Harrier. Now, these were games that were huge, huge sellers back in the 90s. And the thing of it as well is that people who grew up playing the Sega Mega Mini Drive, they're now my age, like they're in their 30s, and they'll want to get this experience again.
And I suspect they'll also like the fact that when you buy this, you also have a HDMI port and you just plug it straight
literally
into
that.
The television.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Easy appeals to a lot of people,
completely.
I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I mean, I know the complaint always is with these kind of mini consoles is that, oh, if you get a Raspberry Pi, you can make it yourself. Raspberry Pi is this like kind of homebrew console thing that can have hundreds of games. Yeah, you can go and make one of them yourself, and they are a lot cheaper than what you're paying for a Sega Mega Mini Drive. But like, you know, as you say, like it's literally just a case of you plug it in, you play it, and that's it. You don't have to, you know, construct it. You don't need to do any kind of wiring. It's just there. That's it. And that's what people want.
Okay, well, talk to me about some of the new games that have emerged so far. After the first quarter, what are your best choices?
Yeah, well, the first one I would talk about is a game called Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. Now, this is out on the Xbox One, the PS4, and the PC. Now, I mean, most games, you kind of buy them for the difficulty, you buy them for the story, you buy them for the graphics or whatever, but Sekiro Shadows Die Twice is an interesting game because you are buying it really for the difficulty. It is honestly one of the most difficult games I have ever played. And what's more is that people who actually follow the publisher is called From Software. They're known for making these extremely difficult games. One of them is called Dark Souls. And it's almost a sort of a joke how difficult it is. But it's one of those things where when you're playing it, it becomes so, you get so aggressive, you get so tied up into it that when you eventually do beat one of the bosses in it, that it becomes this exhilarating thing. You're like, oh my God, I finally did it. It is very, very well done. It's very, very well made. It's set in 16th century Japan. There's a very, very rich, deep story in it. But my God, this game is so difficult. So it's not for everyone. But you, when you buy it, you go into it knowing that it's going to be difficult, I would say.
Okay, go for your next pick, please. I think all of the ones that you have today are available across Xbox One, PS4,
yes,
and PC.
That's right, yeah. The next one I have is Ace Combat 7 Skies Unknown. And I was actually talking about this just before Christmas. You play a disgraced pilot in this war between fictional countries and who are trying to get control of this technological marvel called the Space Elevator. Now, really, you know, the storyline is so daft in Ace Combat 7 that you're probably better off just ignoring it, because really what it is it's a fighter pilot simulator. And it really does, I mean, it has, you know, absolute complete detail of each of the jets, like, you know, the F-14 and the F-35 and all this kind of thing. But also as well, if you have a VR headset, there are three VR missions with it, which literally puts you in the cockpit of a fighter jet as it's flying out. And it's incredible. You've never played anything like it. The multiplayer as well is really, really active. Like I said, this game was released in January and you can turn it on right now and there'll be at least a couple of thousand people still playing it. Like, and usually with multiplayer games, there'll be, you know, the tail off is pretty sharp. Like, for the first month and a half, millions of people will be playing it and then it'll drop off pretty quickly. But Ace Combat 7 seems to have kind of kept it going.
And then you have Apex Legends.
Yeah, Apex Legends. Now, this is a Battle Royale game. Now, Battle Royale games really are in their kind of golden age at the moment. The most popular one that people would know is Fortnite. Fortnite is this God, it's like a billion-dollar industry at this stage between streamers and players and what have you. Apex Legends launched in February, and it's the latest entrant into it, and it really has been a success. At the end of its first week, it had 25 million players, and by the end of the month, it had 50 million players and 2.5 million players playing concurrently. So that means at any one point in time, 2.5 million people around the world.
That seems extraordinary. Who audits these figures? Who can actually verify them?
Oh, well, what do you call it? EA Games. Like, I mean, they basically build servers for these games, and they're able to verify how many players are doing it. And it's all monitored as well in the industry as well. So these numbers are accurate. It's not like, you know, Netflix, for example, where they'll only release numbers and they can't be independently verified. With gaming figures like this, they are independently verified. And not even that as well, but it also had an effect on EA's business. The stock price of EA jumped to its highest surge in 5 years, just purely down to Apex Legends. And it's really, really good. I mean, I've played it. It's a fantastic game. It's very, very well done. And the best thing about it is that it's actually free to play. You can download this game right now, pay absolutely nothing, and you can play it away to your heart's content. Now, how they make their money on it is, and we've talked about it before, is microtransactions, which is basically you can pay for like a skin, or you can pay for a gun or a character or whatever, and that's how they make their money. But right now, you can play this game and enjoy it just as much as anybody else and play it for free.
What else do you have? The Division 2, what is that?
The Division 2, this is Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy, the author, he has this massive, he still does, it's in his name, I guess, these massive media franchise games.
I've seen the television ad for this.
Yes.
It looks spectacular.
It is, yeah. It's very, very well done. It's very, very well developed. It's set in Washington, D.C. in the aftermath of this massive virus that's wiped out America's economy and institutions. And now lawlessness is running across America. And you play this division agent who's essentially tasked with maintaining order. The first game did have a lot of complaints, and it was a little bit repetitive and samey. And what's been interesting about this game, I found, is that Ubisoft, the publishers, they really did actually listen to a lot of the concerns and complaints that players had from the first one and have made genuine strides to change it. Now, there was a bit of grumbling about the day one patch. I think it was something crazy. It was like 94 gig.
Explain that. What do you mean by the day one patch?
A day one patch is basically when you buy the game, you have to install it onto your system, whether it's a PS4 or an Xbox One. But a day one patch is basically between the time the game was shipped to when it is now, they've identified a lot of bugs with it that they'll need to be changed in order for it to play. Now, usually they're about, you know, maybe 1 gig at the very, very most. For the Division 2, it was 90 gig. Now, that's practically a game. A game install would be in and around 90 to 100 gig. This is something you have to download on top of the game as well. Now, you know, and it's the other part of it as well is that you have to download this in order to play the game. Now, you don't pay for it, but you have to download it.
It takes time.
It takes time.
You're waiting to play your new game. You got to download it, and then you wait the same amount of time again.
Exactly that. Yeah, exactly that. And that really is a big problem with a lot of modern games nowadays. The size of them, that you literally have to shove it in and you're waiting at least 2 days for the thing to install and download.
One final wonder in the time we've left was Devil May Cry 5.
Devil May Cry 5, yeah. Now, this was a game that was in development for nearly 10 years. The mechanics of the game aren't particularly interesting, and if you've played one Devil May Cry game, you've played them all. But what's different about Devil May Cry 5 is that the graphics in it are absolutely incredible, and it really is about the style and design of it. And it comes with a 60 frames per second. Now, what 60 frames per second basically means is that when you watch a film, you're seeing it in 24 frames a second. 60 frames a second is almost photorealistic. Like, it looks so fluid. You've never seen anything like it. And that's really what you're playing for when you're playing Devil May Cry 5. It's just the level of design and detail that goes into the graphics. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. And like I say, it took 10 years to make it. And when you're playing the game, you see where those 10 years went.
I have to leave it there. Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie, thank you as ever for joining us in The Last Word of Gaming.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.